This is Brother Metter, and I want to talk to you about walking in the power of the Spirit. You know, in that visitation that my wife had, and I believe it's entitled The Wilderness Experience. If it's not posted, I will get it posted, but you need to go and listen to that prophecy. You need to listen to the exhortation on the vision, and Wednesday night, which I believe was 428, may have been 429. I ministered in the Bible study, and the Lord began to show me some things along with this vision about what the Lord done for Jesus in the wilderness. And as God expounded that and I began to study on it, God began to open up more to my understanding. So this is what I want to talk to you about, because in Luke 4 and 13 and 14, this is what the scripture says. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about, and he taught in the synagogue, in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Now, we have come to a place now that the church has got to come forth. We have come to a place now that what God has put in you and all this that he's been revealing and he's been opening your understanding to, and you've got to find your call of God. You've got to find your call, and you've got to pay attention to your calling and apply the Word of God. It doesn't do anybody any good, and especially you, if you do not apply the Word of God to your calling and to your life. I'm searching for a scripture here, and I'm pretty sure it's in 2 Peter. It's in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and it starts at the 10th verse. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye knew them, and be established in the present truth. And that is in 2 Peter, the first chapter, that's verse 10, 11, and 12. When you have time, go back and read this. Because God is moving us forward. And for God to move you forward, you've got to know what your calling is. You've got to know what you are elected and chosen to do, and you've got to labor to come forth in it. It's not just prayer and study. It's learning to condition your mind on what God is working in you, what God is revealing in you. Take these prophecies. Take these visions and these dreams. You know, Paul told Timothy to take the prophecies that had gone before, and by these prophecies war a good warfare to come forth in what God had ordained. There's been so many prophecies and visions that have been spoken, and it's like God's people have just let them fall to the wayside. These prophecies and visions and dreams, they are weapons, because they speak of what God is doing. They speak how God is taking us forward. They can help you in your calling. They can help you get established. They can help you grow in God. So I would advise you to watch these short videos that we're putting on YouTube and Facebook. Watch the services, the doctrinal teachings. Now, these that I'm doing like this morning, they'll last 6 or 7 minutes. But when I get into doctrine, it can last 30, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. I think the service this morning, of course, me and my wife, or Sunday morning, on the 3rd of May, I think me and my wife both spoke, because I had her expound on the vision that she had on June the 4th, 2017, on where God showed her David slaying Goliath, and when that stone sunk into his forehead, the Lord spoke to her and said, I have given you the ability to slay the carnal mind. And when she was relating that, I could see it in the spirit, and I read the scripture, and she described it exactly in the vision how it's written in the Word. And I believe it's in 2 Samuel 17, verse 48 and 49, if I remember right. But she described it perfectly, how that when David ran toward Goliath and he loosed that stone out of his sling, Goliath was coming toward him. And that stone hit Goliath in his forehead and sank into his forehead. And when she saw that stone sink down in Goliath's forehead. And the Lord immediately spoke to my spirit and said, that stone is a type of the Word, a type of the rock, a type of Christ. Goliath is a type of your flesh, always roaring, warring against you, intimidating you. And I believe the Lord spoke to her that morning and said that the children of Israel were paralyzed in fear of Goliath. Right now, there's a fear in the earth that people have, ever since the middle of March, people have been paralyzed with fear of this plague that's come in the earth. But God did this. God did this. He put this thing in place. He shut the world down to stand his people still, to seek his face. But you're going to find out so many people have missed the time of their visitation and what God wanted to come forth in. And I'm going to be explaining this as we go along. Take hold of this word. Take hold of what God's doing. And know that God is moving us forward in a new visitation of his word and of his spirit. May God bless you.